guys at State Grid Brazil. Today is Friday, June the 5th, 2020. In the week dedicated to the environment, the shine of each one of you made all the difference. Congratulations to those in the operations away from home and to those working from home. And happy birthday to our collaborators, Xiaofeng Chen from Rio, Adavilson de Castro from Louisiana, Eliane Galvão from São João do Piauí, and Gustavo Tavares from Paracambi. We'll end another week remembering the importance of taking care of life in our planet. Here in Brazil, we celebrate today the National Day for Recycling. It's a day for awareness about the importance of collecting and sorting recyclable materials, such as cardboard, plastic packaging, electronic parts, and other types of waste. Recycling reduces the consumption of natural resources, reduces the volume of waste, and provides jobs for thousands of people. Worldwide, today is the International Environmental Day, a date created by the United Nations. In 1969, the first picture of Earth from space touched people's heart. Seeing this great blue sea for the first time in an immense galaxy was touching because of its beauty and simplicity. We live on a single Earth, a fragile and interdependent ecosystem. Protecting the health and well-being of this ecosystem is the responsibility of everyone in our communities. Our company embraced the project A Arte Prevenindo Queimadas. Over 10,000 people every year watch the presentations of a drama group that raises awareness on nature conservation. In a playful and educational way, the presentations take place in communities close to State Grid, and the entire population is informed about the need to prevent fires.
Here comes the sun, I say it's all right.
Today we'll have a lunar eclipse. In Brazil, it will be seen in Fernando de Noronha and some regions of the Northeast. In this type of eclipse, the Sun, Earth, and Moon are positioned in that order, but not fully aligned. Part of the sunlight is prevented from reaching the Moon, which is the so-called penumbra zone.
Chocolate, chocolate, chocolate. Eu só quero chocolate.
Speaking of nature, long live cocoa! This Sunday we'll celebrate the International Cocoa Day. And of course, we're thinking about chocolate that has thousands of different uses in food and health. As long as it's eaten in moderation, because excesses are never good. Balance is what keeps us healthy. Brazil is the fifth largest cocoa producer in the world. And in 2017, the invention of a new chocolate in a reddish-pink shade was announced in China. The novelty arrived in Brazil last year. It's a chocolate made from ruby cocoa and without artificial colors and flavors. Now, in addition to bitter, white, and milk, there is a fourth type of chocolate, the ruby. It's a flavor of energy for all tastes. And later in our happy hour, we'll have a meeting with a chef who will give us tips for a romantic Valentine's Day dinner. Have a great weekend. Meet you here on Monday at 8 a.m. Your energy is essential. Visit www.sgcomvc.com.br. Thank you for listening. This podcast is a special production for all employees of State Grid Brazil.